How does this happen? I'm John Johnson, and I'll tell you how it happens next on MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard.
I'll never forget,
That moment.
As long as I live.
My first call up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires.
Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
The reporter on the other end of the phone line was calling because he had heard through the grapevine that one of his local schools was going to forfeit a number of games because of the use of an ineligible player. After we had discussed the situation for several minutes, he asked, "How does this happen?" It's a legitimate question. How does a school allow an otherwise ineligible young person to participate? But it's also a complicated question with the way that schools operate these days and the mobility that kids and families display in moving from school A to school B. Some kids simply show up at the new school and present themselves to the coach, and suddenly the kid is in the game. It's not necessarily the responsibility of the coach to know the eligibility status of a new player, but the coach should be in communication with the athletic administration anytime a new player shows up. But this is hard, especially beginning at the school year when practices begin before kids are in the classroom and some administrators aren't even on duty yet. A kid may be transferring back and forth between a couple of schools, and upon returning to a school, gets treated as if he or she had never left to begin with. A kid starts to go through the right channels at the new school, but the paperwork from the old school is slow to catch up, and the new school assumes, incorrectly, that everything is going to be okay, only to suddenly find out that they have an ineligible on their hand and games to forfeit. And it's not even a stretch anymore for parents to intentionally deceive the administration of the new school, creating all the trappings of a move into that district to gain eligibility for the youngster, and it's not a stretch for the coach at that new school to be helping the parents. Lots of moving parts to be sure, and we've always said the best ways for a school to create a hedge against this is, when in doubt, sit them out. It also means having dedicated, and we mean by that, full-time athletic department staff, who can set policies and procedures for transferring students. Even if the budget says the AD can be combined with the AP and bus operations and cafeteria and on, it's a recipe for problems when it comes to the eligibility of young people and the reputation of that school district. The MHSAA does its part every year to conduct athletic director in-service programs across the state with special sessions for first-time administrators to prepare them for what they will encounter along the way. And one of the tools provided in those meetings is a checkoff list with questions to be answered by the new student and the school that must be completed successfully before the youngster is even allowed to practice. It's one of those situations where you do all you can do and still know that every once in a while, one of these ineligibles is going to pop up. Schools, when they voluntarily join the MHSAA each year by school board resolution, adopt the rules in the MHSAA handbook as their own, and they agree to become the first line of enforcement. Most of the time, it works quite well. Not a week passes by in this office where we don't hear from a school self-reporting the use of an ineligible player and letting us know that they've already contacted their opponents about the forfeits. It's a great example which shows that the MHSAA is its member schools, not two dozen people in an office in East Lansing. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, a production of the MHSAA Network.